Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
I have been wrestling with this word. I've shared with this a while ago with our Bible study, Lunch and Learn members of Lunch and Learn and friends. But this word has been such a relevant word and such a needed word for us to understand. I even shared a portion of this Friday at the celebration service of life for one of our beloved deacons. But I want to deal with the first part of this text that I didn't really get to deal with there because it was a different situation. But turn your Bibles, if you will, to 2 Timothy chapter 1, and I just want to look first at verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16. When you find it, say amen. Amen. All right, and begin reading now. Amen. You see, Sunday school and Bible school students knew that name. The rest of you all, I want you to be thinking about coming to Sunday school and Bible study so we can learn the names in the Bible. All right, God bless you. You may be seated. This is a word, scholars tell us, that Paul, in jail in Rome, the last days of his ministry and life, is writing. And it's interesting because he takes the time out to reflect upon those in his life who have been both a blessing and a burden. He calls out his false friends and he covers his faithful friend. He deals with so much that is necessary for us to understand in today's time. If anybody had it was the Apostle Paul. And if it ever was relevant, it is relevant for us today. There's going to come a time when all of us are going to have to lay down our lives and walk no more on this side of glory. And wouldn't it be refreshing for us to let the folk who have been a blessing to us know you have refreshed me while here on earth and in the ministry that God has given to me. Now, make no mistake about it. Every one of us have a ministry. Every one of us. You might not be a minister, but you have a ministry. God has called every person in the body of Christ to minister in one way or another. And we're going to get to that. I want you to see again how, again, Paul deals, if you went to verse 15, he's talking about the two false friends that come up immediately. He had more, but these two right now he's dealing with in the context that he's dealing with now. He talks about Phygilus and Hermogenes. Now, these are the two in verse 15 that he's talking about. You know, it's all good when folk are with you when you're up. It's all good when folk are with you when things are fine. But here is the thing. When you go through things and when you suffer things, especially for the cause of Christ, and you look for the support of the brothers and sisters of the household of faith, and they act like the folk in the world who tear you down and pull you down, discourage you, and act as if that they've had some issue with you, like Job and his friends when he went through his situation. Never in a million years would Job have thought that his friends would have acted like that until trouble showed up. Can I tell you, trouble will show you who's real. Trouble will show you who's with you, who's for you, and who is genuine. You've got a whole lot of pretenders. You've got a whole lot of perpetrators. You've got a whole lot of performers. But woe be unto them, because he who laughs first laughs short. But he who laughs last laughs long. Y'all catch that on your way home. You see, folk don't always understand that what you go through isn't for you alone. Sometimes God has to use you to be an example for others. God picks the strongest of folk to become the example of other folk. And sometimes you wonder, God, why is this happening to me? I don't deserve this. Well, it's not about what you deserve. It's about you being the vessel that God has called you to be in the earth realm. And you look at Paul. Look at all that Paul went through. If you want to get a glimpse of some of the things Paul's going through, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Just begin at verse 22 and then go all the way down to 33. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22 through 33. You don't have to read it now, but just look at it. Then if you flip to the next chapter, chapter 12, pick up at verse 7 and verse 10. And he's going to tell you some interesting things about the things that he's gone through. And even when he asked God to deliver him from the thorn in the flesh, God told him, my grace is sufficient for thee. And so he could not not do what God wanted him to do, regardless of how he was and regardless of what had happened to him. He had to do it because it was his ministry. Now, the Bible says, the Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus. Scholars say the name is Onesiphorus. Onesiphorus, but it is commonly pronounced Onesiphorus. Now, Onesiphorus was a business owner. He was a brother beloved. He was a faithful man in the body of Christ. He loved God. He loved his family. He loved Paul and the ministry of Paul. And he was always, always available to do whatever he could do to help Paul in his ministry. And Paul is thanking him as he's getting ready to leave this earth. His heart is still touched by those things. Look at what he says. He says, the Lord give mercy unto the house, that means the family, of Onesiphorus. He takes this principle from David, Psalm 37 and 25. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, here it is, nor his seed begging bread. You know, there are many of us who are living on the graces of our parents and our grandparents and those who've gone on before us. God has blessed us because of the seeds they have sown. You ain't got here on your own. Don't think you all of that by yourself. God has used some other folk to sow seeds, and maybe it wasn't in their lifetime, but it came up in yours and then spilling over from yours in the generation after you and then from you. I wish I had a witness in the house. So he says, the Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus. Now listen, here's the phrase I want to get to. For he oft refreshed me. He translated in common vernacular, he has often refreshed me. He has often blessed me. He has often taken care of me. And I'm going to come back to that phrase. Hold on to it. But look, I want you to see something. He says, and was not ashamed of my chain. Now, he was in jail in Rome, a guard chained to him. He was on death row. If the guard had allowed him to escape, the guard would have lost his life. And so he was noted as a horrible person to be on death row. And so at any rate, Onesiphorus, verse 17 says, but when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently. And guess what? And found me. Now that tell you know, that gets me when folks say, oh, I wanted to be a blessing to you, but you wasn't there. Oh, I had something for you, but I didn't see you, so I went. You know, that's insincerity. Because when you want to bless somebody, you know how to find a way. Have I got a witness in the house? When folk want to bless you, they've got many ways to find out how to get a blessing to you when they really want to find you. Onesiphorus made his way to Rome and looked in all of the places where Paul should have been, and he wasn't. And finally, he thought, because Paul was in jail in many places for the cause of Christ, not for wrong, but for right. He was one who lived for Christ and declared, it is, listen, he'd rather live for Christ, because to live for Christ is always the best choice in life, and when he dies, he gains. For me to live is the way he put it. I wish I had Bible students this morning. Now listen, so Onesiphorus finds Paul, and no doubt he refreshes him. Now let me just skip to the 18th verse. Because he has prayed for his family, but now he praises Onesiphorus for refreshing him. But then in the 18th verse, he prays for Onesiphorus' end. Now this is not judgment of bad works, but judgment of his good works. Because he says, the Lord grant. Now in the first portion, he says, the Lord give. But here, where Onesiphorus is concerned, he says, the Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. Now, he's simply saying when it comes to the point where he's got to answer and he's got to give an account, Lord, let it be filled with the favor that he has shown your servant and your people and your ministry here on earth. Now, listen at this, because it's the last part I'm really trying to get to. And when he says, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. In other words, he's got a witness that that brother's been good. Isn't it good to know that folk can know when you're a blessing and you ain't ashamed to be a blessing? You're not ashamed to share and show what thus saith the Lord. Listen, Paul was saying, and he said it in Philippians 4:17. He says, not that I desire a gift, but that I desire fruit that may abound to your account. In other words, one day when this life is over, if you ain't got no treasures in heaven, when this life is over, if you've done nothing for the building up of the kingdom, if all of your resources and all of your joy and all of your investments and everything you found pleasure with is here on planet Earth, when you lay down and die, guess where you're going to leave it at? But the things you do that take you to those places in glory, which means the things you do for Christ, those are the only things that will last. And so when you give to the kingdom, that's going to meet you again in glory. When you show love to the brother, that's going to meet you in glory. When you help somebody that's who's down, weak, out, suffering, that's going to help you in glory. All of those, let me go on and give you 10 quick ones, and I'm going to be through with this message. He says, for he oft refreshed me. I just got to tell you, he said, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus. So here's 10 ways right quick you can refresh someone in the body of Christ. One, with your presence. I can't tell you how important it is sometimes for your presence in a person's life, especially when they need you at that time. You know, you don't need everybody all the time, but there are times in your life when you need the right people around you, because everybody don't mean you well. Some people are not coming to be with you. They're just coming to look on you. So they can say, yeah, I saw him. He didn't look good. Yeah, I saw her. She looked like she on the last leg. You don't need folk like that around you. But those who come and they add value with their presence. Secondly, those who can encourage you. Encourage you. There's nothing more of a blessing than somebody who knows, especially when you're down, how to give you an encouraging word. It doesn't have to be a soliloquy. It doesn't have to be a sermonic presentation. It doesn't have to be a dissertation. It just has to be, brother, I'm praying for you. Listen, this too shall pass. You know, I prayed this morning and called your name. And I'm believing God, he's going to turn this situation around. Encouragement. Thirdly, praise. Now, whether you know it or not, when people do things that's worthy of praise, you ought to give them the praise. You ought to say, you know, job well done. You blessed my heart. You encouraged me. You helped me when I needed it the most. You ought to let folk know how what they've done. You don't know what it sacrificed, what the sacrifice was for them to do it. And many times you act like you take it for granted because of what they've done. But you can't do it that way. And so your experiences, sometimes when you've gone through some things and you see somebody going through stuff, You can tell them, you know, I've been where you are. I've had that experience, and I'm going to tell you, it's going to be all right. Let me help you. Let me share some knowledge with you how to deal with this the best way. Let me show you a better way than what you're going with. You don't condemn the folk and pull them down and talk bad to them. Well, if you would have done this, you wouldn't have been in this predicament. Yeah, they realize that at this point. All right. The pen, writing. See, Paul wrote many letters. And sometime Paul used Onesiphorus to write down for him and share letters with others. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, have you ever gotten a letter, a card in the mail from somebody? And they just happened to, at the right time, send a card that uplifted your spirit, encouraged you, and it blessed your heart? The pen. Or here again, energy that's positive. Positive energy. That will refresh you. Listen, I don't know about you, but there are times when I just can't handle negative folk in my face. Look, I just want to tell you, such. My old folk told me, a dog care a bone, he'll bring a bone. And if he bring a bone, he's going to care a bone. And you get tired of all of that negative talking, negative this and negative that. There are just times I ain't got time to hear the negativity. And then, listen, another way you can refresh persons is with the purse or the pocketbook or the wallet, with the giving. Don't sit here and act like you can't help somebody sometime, or you've not been helped by somebody sometime, and especially when you didn't ask him to do it. God just put it on their hearts to do it. And, you know, when you've been asking God because you didn't want to ask nobody else, and you told him all about it, and God touched somebody else's heart, and they ran in their pocket, and they gave you this. Look, your gas needle was on E. And you were praying how you were going to make it back home, make it back to work, make it this, that, and God stepped in right on. Has he ever done that through somebody in your life before? The purse can refresh persons. Not only that, the expertise. See, you know, you're learning that there are more than just one or two ways you can refresh folk. The expertise. Somebody, listen, may have the expertise in a certain area who can bless your life by doing what they do best. Their gift, their talent. Doesn't always take money, but when you realize you're good at what you do and what you do can be a blessing to somebody, use that gift for that. Some people are great artists. They can use that gift to be artists and give somebody something. Some people have great talent. They can fix cars. That's somebody poor and broke and the cars broke down. They can help them. With this, how many of you know it's not the parts that cost, it's the labor. Your expertise, you say, listen, I'm gonna bless you with the labor, you know. And if sometime the Lord lay, you buy the parts too, depending on what. I'm just telling you, your expertise, whatever it is, somebody's struggling in that area and you have the capacity to help them, you can refresh them. And then lastly, prayer. Now this is the one we like, but James said, listen, if you see a brother hungry and naked, don't go to pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you are filled and clothed, and you got a closet full of clothes, a cabinet full of food, and won't give them what they need. You're a hypocrite. I'm talking about anointed prayer, heartfelt, God-felt prayer That kind of prayer that moves heaven, that God hears when you pray. Pray for them. And then an excellent spirit. Nothing like a person with an excellent spirit around you, who does things decently and in order. It's the way they flow. It's the way they treat you. It's the way they speak to you. It's the way they live that blesses your life. And how much would we be blessed to have friends like that in our lives to refresh us, and for us to be the kind of friends that will refresh our friends. My brothers and sisters, you don't know why God brought a certain person in your life, and he shows you that need, and he shows you that problem, and he shows you that situation. Not to gossip, not to tear them down, but to build them up, to help them, to encourage them. And we need to take advantage, because you are the extension of Christ, the representative of Christ. And I've got news for you. In that 18th verse, when it talks about at that day, it means Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed once unto a man to die, but after that, the judgment. All of your works will be judged. Your good deeds, your bad deeds, your ups, your downs, your rights, your wrongs. It's coming up again. And I would not, if I were you, miss the opportunity to be the blessing God has called me to be in this moment. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what next week holds. But let me give you a helpful holy hand. Whenever the Spirit of the Lord places upon your heart to refresh someone, don't overthink it. Don't spend time wondering if it's God, because the devil is never going to tell you to bless somebody, refresh somebody. But when you do that, you're setting yourself and those who come after you up with blessings that flow down. I can only imagine, as I think about some of these good men that I've known through the years, how their families are blessed now, but how even more so even when they're gone.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents